holding my hand. Amen. The mountain's too high. The valley's too wide. Amen. We need Jesus every hour, don't we? Praise God. Let me remind you, service tonight at 6 o'clock, prayer at 5:30. And look forward to that. And this weekend, next weekend, we have a prophecy conference coming up. Brother Craig Treadwell will be with us again. And we're going to be talking about some really, really interesting things. So that'll be on Friday and Saturday, Sunday morning and Sunday night. So you'll not want to miss these meetings. They are going to be a great, great blessing. And we look forward to that. Now tonight, we will have some more flyers. We're out of them right now, but we're going to put some more flyers out there to pass out. This is a subject that people want to hear about. It's something that will get folks' attention. It's something people need to know. Amen. I understand the speculative characteristic of prophecy, but that's all right. Amen. Just because we don't understand all of it don't mean you need to talk about it. Amen. Praise God. I don't understand everything about God, but I sure like to talk about it. I ain't got him figured out yet. Have you? If you have, your God's too small. If he's limited to your understanding, he's too small. Amen. Praise God. And so we don't have him figured out. We don't have prophecy figured out yet. We're going to talk about it. So it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. That'll be Friday and Saturday and Sunday. So invite people and let's come and have a great time talking about what God's getting ready to do. Amen. Praise God. This is not over yet, folks. There's some interesting things coming. And so we'll want to remember that. So please remember, of course, Tuesday night is prayer meeting. I say prayer meeting. Amen. Tuesday night. And then also remember Wednesday night is our midweek Bible study. So let's come and enjoy the word of the Lord. All right. Let's read today from the book of Romans chapter 6. I'm reading just one verse for now. 23rd verse. Amen. And the scripture said, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And my subject this morning is simply this: why God hates sin. Why God hates sin. For God, sin is no laughing matter. For God, sin is not something cute to talk about, wink at, and snicker about. For God, sin is a serious matter. And I reiterate, God hates sin. Why does God hate sin? Why should Christians hate sin? Amen. Let's talk about it today, shall we? The Lord bless you and you may be seated. What is sin? First of all, sin is a nature. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, their nature literally changed. And we see it evident in human life today. We've said this before, I say it again. You don't have to teach a child to lie. You don't have to teach a child to misbehave. You don't have to put rebellion into a child. All of these things are innate in the human nature because of a sin nature. When man rebelled against God in the Garden of Eden and partook in rebellion of that particular forbidden fruit, his nature changed. And from that day until this, there is a sin nature that is in the world today. Every human being that is born with a sin nature. And we know that that's true. You don't struggle to do wrong, you struggle to do right. Let me say that again. You don't struggle to do wrong. It's easy to do wrong. You struggle to do right. You don't have to teach people to do wrong. You have to teach people to do right. Because there is in human hearts a sin nature. It's just a part of who human beings are. Sin is a state of being. It's the absence of righteousness in human beings. And so that is the nature of sin. And then sin is also an act. Let me just quickly say that when you're born again, you get a new nature. Hallelujah. You get the nature of Jesus Christ. You get a righteous nature. Amen. Something comes into you that changes completely your life. And you still have that sin nature, but now what rules you is a nature of righteousness and wanting to do the right thing. Anybody know what I'm talking about here today? Amen. Do you remember how the Holy Ghost changed your life? Amen. Paul said it. He said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Paul said, the things I used to love, now I hate. And the things I used to hate, now I love. He was talking about the change of his nature. That he's not the same kind of a person that he used to be. A Christian will not live in the state of sin. Now that doesn't mean that it's impossible for a Christian to sin. A Christian may commit acts of sin, but when they commit acts of sin, they have conviction and they repent of sin and they turn away from sin and they turn back to God and they quit the action that was wrong. Amen. That's the difference, isn't it? Amen. Christians are not perfect. Somebody said they're just forgiven. But not only are we forgiven, we hate sin. And we don't want to live any longer in the state and the condition of sin that we once lived in. Because we understand what it means and what it is. Sin is a thief. Sin robs a person of their innocence. It robs a person of their purity. It robs a person of their goodness. It robs an individual of their health. It steals life. It steals the very soul of an individual. God hates sin because sin is a thief. God hates sin because sin is a destroyer. Sin will destroy your marriage. Sin will destroy your home. Sin will destroy the church. Sin will destroy nature itself. Sin has a destructive nature. It gets a hold of a person and it destroys them from the inside out. Amen. It makes promises of with its glitter and with its gaiety and with its joyfulness. And it says, if you'll follow me, you'll have fun. And then whenever the act is finally over, shame sets in. Guilt sets in. Disappointment sets in. Said it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. What's all this? I hear people talk about it all the time. How great this is. And you washes over your feeling of regret. Amen. Anybody know what I'm talking about here today? Sin's a destroyer. Sin is a murderer. It caused the death of righteousness. Amen. And you know what happens when a sinner dies? Hell rejoices and heaven weeps. When the righteous die, heaven rejoices. Amen. But you see, sin is a murderer. And it was a murderer from the beginning. That's why God hates sin. God hates sin. We said it today. For the wages. Everybody say wages. What are wages? Wages is something that you earn. Wages is something that you work for. The Bible speaks of sin as being hard. It said the way of the transgressor is hard. It's not easy to live in sin, folks. It's striving against the grace of God. It's striving against the goodness of God. It's striving against the mercy of God. It's striving against the love of God. It's not easy to be a sinner. The way of the transgressor is hard. It's not easy, folks. It's going against everything God made you to be. It's going against everything that you were created for. It's not easy to be a sinner. It takes a toll on an individual over time. It causes you to be weary. Amen. And you get so weary with life itself. The songwriter said in a popular song some years ago, "Is this all there is? Is this all there is?" Amen. You get to the bottom of the bottle. Is this all there is? When the high wears off, is this all there is? When the moment of pleasure's all over, is this all there is? And the emptiness sets in, and the aching sets in, and the regret rolls in, and the hunger once again rises its head ravenously, and the question, is this all there is to life? God hates sin because of what it has done. God hates sin because what it did to His creation. God hates sin because it separated man from Him. God created humanity to fellowship and to live with Him and love Him and laugh with Him and to be in His presence and enjoy Him. But sin separated man and God. Sin brought sickness into the world. If there was no sickness, friend, there wouldn't be any hospitals. There wouldn't be any mental wards. There wouldn't be any nursing homes. None of that's God's will. There wouldn't be any pharmaceutical companies. There would never be any pains or aches. That's all a result of sin. God didn't create sickness because sin brought that into the world. If there wasn't any sin, there wouldn't be any death. Hallelujah. Amen. Death came because of sin. Funerals are because of sin. Coffins are because of sin. Mortuaries are because of sin. Cemeteries are because of sin. It was never the will of God. All of these things, friend, are the result of sin. God hates sin because it robs Him. It robs Him of His glory that He invested in humanity. Think of the praises and the worship that sin has stolen from God. I promise you today, if your ears were attuned as the ears of God are, He hears a lot more cursing than He does praising. He hears a lot more murmuring and gossip and criticism than He does praising. He hears a lot more foolishness than He does wisdom. Amen. It's robbed God. God created every tongue to praise Him. God created every heart to love Him. God created every person to serve Him. Sin has robbed God of what He created all of us to be. Sin robs God of some of His jewels. Amen. God didn't create humanity to be what people have become. Oh, no, He didn't. He created you for glory. He created you for joy. He created you for peace. He created you for righteousness. He created you to be something great and something wonderful. Amen. But so many of us have fallen so short. Amen. Praise God. God didn't create people to become what so many have become. It steals Him of His jewels. When He comes back to this earth again, the Bible said to make up His jewels, there's going to be a lot of them missing. There's going to be people that should have been there. There are going to be people crying from the flames of hell that should be walking on streets of gold. That's why God hates sin. That's why God hates sin. Because it robs Him. It steals so much. It takes so much. God hates sin for what it's doing. If it wasn't for sin, there wouldn't be any wars. I said there wouldn't be any wars. Amen. If it wasn't for sin, my dad would still be living. If it wasn't for sin, my brothers would still be living. If it wasn't for sin, my mother would still be living. And so would yours. See what sin takes from us, folks? Why shouldn't we hate sin? Why shouldn't we hate sin? Amen. Sin has done all of this. That's why we should hate sin today. Amen. I'll tell you another reason that we should hate sin. And one reason God hates sin, because of what it cost Him. If it weren't for sin, there wouldn't be a crucifixion. If it wasn't for sin, He wouldn't have had to come to this earth and suffer like He suffered, and be beaten with the stripes He was beaten with, and be mocked as He was mocked, and be spit on as He was spit on, and be cursed as He was cursed, and hang on that cross in a blazing sun until the last drop of blood dripped down to the thirsty earth, and He raised His head in agony one more time and gave up the ghost and finally departed. It wouldn't have had to happen if it wasn't for sin in the world. That's why God hates sin. And God help us when we flirt with it. And God help us when we wink at it. And God help us when we snicker about it. And God help us when we wink at it and overlook it. And God help us when we allow it into our lives as if it's nothing. If it wasn't for sin, there wouldn't be any famine. No swollen bellies of little children with nothing to eat. No parent, no children looking down at the empty eyes of a parent that famine has robbed of life. No crying children with swollen, aching bellies because there's nothing to fill them with. Sin does that. It brings famine into the world. Alcohol and drug abuse. Sin does that. When every coin in the coffer goes for one more bottle or one more fix. When children go hungry. It turns men to violence. Sin does that. There wouldn't be any child abuse of innocent children if it wasn't for sin. There wouldn't be any AIDS in the world. Wasn't for sin. There wouldn't be any war and terrorism in the world. No 9/11s if it wasn't for sin. There wouldn't be any divorce. No broken homes if it wasn't for sin. There wouldn't be any fear. There wouldn't be any crime if it wasn't for sin. Well, that's why God hates sin. Look what it's done to God's world. Look what it's done to God. That's why God hates sin. God hates sin because of what it does to His church. Amen. If it wasn't sin, there wouldn't be any gossip in the church. There wouldn't be any slander in the church. There wouldn't be any murmuring in the church. There wouldn't be prayerlessness in the church. There wouldn't be self-righteousness in the church. There wouldn't be materialism in the church. There wouldn't be lack of commitment in the church. There wouldn't be worldliness in the church. God hates sin because of what it does to His church. God hates sin because of what it'll do to our children. And it'll do to your children just exactly what it's done to you. It'll rob, it'll steal, it'll kill, it'll maim, it'll hurt, it'll destroy. Yes, it will. That's why God hates sin. That's why God hates sin. Amen. It's not a cute thing. It's not something that we can just look at and wink at and pass over. God hates sin because of what it cost Him. Amen. But I'm telling you something. God hates sin, but that wasn't what took Him to Calvary. God hates sin, but that's not what brought Him from glory down to earth. That's not what caused Him to leave His throne to hang on a cross. It wasn't that He hated sin, but it was because He loved you and me. I said it was because He loved you and me. Satan thought he had an ingenious plan. God knew, or Satan knew, that God hated sin, but that God loved man. So Satan took the sin that God hated and put it into the man that God loved. And then he said, what are you going to do, God? Are you going to hate sin? Are you going to love man? What are you going to do, God? You're conflicted now. Are you going to pervert your righteousness and embrace sin that you hate? Are you going to destroy man that you love? And God said, I'm not going to do either one. He said, I'm going to devise a way that I can remove the sin that I hate from the man that I love. And that's where Calvary came into play. God said, I will take sin upon myself. I will become sin. Amen. And I will shed my life for sin so that I can cleanse the man and save the soul. Amen. And God devised a way to save the man that he loved and destroy the sin that he hated. Amen. God hates sin today. Amen. Let me tell you, friend, sin will destroy you just as sure as you're breathing breath today. Sin will destroy you. Amen. You hear me, young people, today. Sin will destroy your life, but Jesus Christ will save your life. Amen. If you will just give him the opportunity. Amen. I look across this congregation today. There are hundreds of people that should be sitting right here on these pews. They did. Where are they today? Why are they not here? Because of sin. They should be here. And many of them are saying, you know, I'm going to get back there. I'm going to get back there. But the nature of sin is it just gets, it's so deceptive. We've said it before, I say it again. Sin will always take you further than you intended to go. It will always cost you more than you intended to pay. And it will always take you longer to get back, if you ever get back, than you intended to stay. That's the nature of sin. That's why God hates it. That's why we should hate it too. That's why we should embrace him and his righteousness today. Well, just stand with me. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The Bible said that the wages of sin is death. But it said, but the gift of God. Everybody say the gift. The gift of God. Amen. Is eternal life through Jesus Christ. So you see, God has a gift for you today. Wouldn't you like to receive a gift from God? He has a gift for you today. Amen. And if you'll just give him an opportunity, he'll take the sin away and he'll give you a new nature. And he'll give you a new life. And he'll give you his gift, the Holy Ghost. Amen. You can have that gift today. God wants you to have that gift today. Is there anybody here that would like to receive a gift from God? Why don't you just walk out from where you are? Amen. Come down to this altar and let God give you his gift today. He wants to. He longs to, and he will. Amen. That's right. Why don't you just come? Amen. Praise God. Just step out and make a step of faith here today. Amen. Let's just come right now. Saints of God, would you come and pray with us here today? Would you come and pray with us here today? Amen. Jesus, your love is in this house. Your love is in this house. Your presence is in this house. You love every life that's here, every individual that's here. It is your desire, God, to save every person that has heard this message today. You said that you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So I ask you today, Lord, even after we turn this microphone off, the lights are turned off, and my voice is no longer heard, don't let the Holy Ghost stop preaching. Let your Spirit continue to talk. After we've locked the doors and left the building, let the Holy Ghost keep talking to somebody. Amen. Let your Spirit keep talking to somebody. When temptation raises its head, let your word speak to somebody. Amen. Let this message talk to somebody. Keep preaching. Keep preaching.